Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Feast Pod with your host, Dr. Frankfurter. I'm Neil Utron Foster. Feast Pod Radio is brought to you by Granite Fixator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly not want.
Love that brain. Neil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, Neil, is that ever ball of energy I've grown to the pie? Oh, I mean love. No, it's all the first thing. Okay, Neil, how are you doing today?
I've only got 2 hours of sleep the entire day.
Well, it's not my fault or anything like that.
Here it is.
Well, probably vaguely. Okay, Neil, do we have any callers?
No.
Okay, so let's just get into what we're going to talk about. It's the movie that everybody's seen.
Three Stooges?
Well, yeah, but this is the other one.
Battleship?
Neil, Battleship hasn't even come out yet. And besides, I haven't read the book.
You mean the instruction booklet?
Yeah, I haven't read it. I figured I could play Battleship without it, and then I blew a ball out of my living room. It was Avengers. Now, let me go back a little bit on Avengers right here. I first started reading comics back in 1991. I might have read one or two before that, but my first comic was an issue of Amazing Spider-Man. That one I remember. And I fell in love with it. I bought it. I got my mama to buy it for me in Walmart. It was part of the Round Robin saga, which I don't know how it holds up now, but at the time I loved it because I hadn't seen anything like it. Okay. After that, I tried to read the issue of X-Men. It scared the hell out of me.
Is it the Brood?
No, you just can't keep up with it.
Oh.
This is after Claremont was gone, and it's just very convoluted. No idea what's going on.
So
confusing artwork. You don't know who anybody is. Anyway, I read a few Avengers over the years. So, off and on. But I never really got into it. And then came Heroes Return. This is after Heroes Reborn. They're bringing back Fantastic Four, Avengers, Captain America, and Iron Man to the main Marvel Universe. So I decided to go ahead and get Avengers along with everything else, but the main thing I had wanted was Fantastic Four. This Avengers was being done by Kurt Busiek and George Perez at the time. And I don't think that Perez is how you're supposed to pronounce it, but I can't remember the other way.
I think it is Perez.
No, he wants to pronounce it the other way. I just can't remember how exactly.
Perez?
Like Perez or something. I can't make it out. But anyway, get around to it. I fell in love with these comics. Like, they were big. They were filled with action. They had pathos. They had characterization. They had cool action. They had everything you could want. They had every Avengers member. Yo, it had everything. Hold on, I'm having some technical difficulties. I've sent Eric a link to the podcast. But anyway, these were amazing stuff, and it made me love Avengers. I looked it up. I bought all the back issues. I looked up the history of it. To me, that was the fun of it, was finding out this convoluted history, figuring out who belonged to who.
And this is back when they still had quarter boxes as being quarter boxes, right?
There was a comic book shop right by the one where I got new comics, and this guy sold every comic for $1. And there's limits to the quarter box. So in this store, I was able to get back issues of Captain America, Iron Man, Avengers, Thor. Now, to make a long story longer, in 1999, there was an Avengers cartoon. And I was so excited for it. Even after the promo picture should have told me not to get too excited. You know, like they gave him special armor and shit like that. And I remember watching that show, I felt so disappointed because I thought, okay, there will never be a good Avengers cartoon. There will definitely never be a movie. Even when Iron Man came out in 2008, I thought they were still talking about Avengers. I thought they had, I thought they were full of shit because they can't do Avengers comics anymore. So the idea they would do a movie seemed like seemed preposterous.
Was 2008 when they started throwing in Wolverine and Spider-Man?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. I think it was like 04 when they put Wolverine and Spider-Man in. And did I tell you what the con is about that, about how that's all spoken heroes?
How so?
Okay, they try to say, well, New Avengers sells better. Number one, it doesn't really sell better. But, see, it's the number one comic now. And if you'll notice, X-Men sales went down since New Avengers started. And you want to know how much they went down?
Same amount.
About the same amount, because you know what's happening? People are just reading Avengers to get Wolverine. So they're not selling, they're stealing readers from another book, and I'm guessing Spider-Man sales are similarly are affected in a similar manner. But anyway, yeah, they don't do Avengers comics anymore. I read one recently, Avengers Academy, and again, I don't want to shit on this, because it was written well, but it didn't feel like Avengers. And people can say, well, you know, it's something different. I don't want that something different. To me, it's become like X-Men. And X-Men's become whatever the hell it is. I don't want to get into that. Neil, has anybody called in?
Nope.
Huh. Odd. Let me make sure I send him the right link. Okay, Eric's wanted to call in, and I sent him a link. Oh, poop.
Link.
Yeah, okay, I'm back.
How about that movie pilot they did in the 90s? Was it? Was it for Avengers?
That was Justice League.
It was still crappy. Because I can't remember, because they changed the look of all the characters so much, I couldn't remember.
They didn't change the Guy Gardner costume. I thought was reasonably good. Guy Gardner and Flash. I don't know what they were doing with Martian Manhunter. I'm guessing that they decided that they'd rather have someone that at least acted like Martian Manhunter rather than get a paint a bodybuilder green.
Oh wait, there we go.
Hey.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
Okay, so we're talking about the Avengers?
Yeah, we're going through a brief cinematic history.
Of Marvel?
Just Avengers in general. Do you remember the 99 Avengers cartoon?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. It wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. And let me tell you how bad it was. Marvel made fun of the cartoon themselves in the comics.
When this is going on?
Yeah, they had these little bullpen bits, which these things were funny. They did, like, they drew the Marvel characters in the Peanut style, and
yeah,
they had a story arc with little. Yeah, they did a story arc with little Peter getting a symbiote, and everybody thinks he's cool. And he said, "We can't let you wear this new uniform at school. It's bad influence on others." He said, "Oh, come on." And all of a sudden, Nova had a new costume, and he punched out a kid. And then later, Hawkeye's wanting to impress the girl, so he gets a new costume, the armor. And it's the armor from the Avengers cartoon.
Yeah.
And everybody wrote him for how lame it was.
Yeah, same have the main three characters. And even, I don't think Hawkeye was acting like himself. He had weird armor.
The only thing I liked about it was it made Hank Pym the main character.
I think so, but was he really acting like himself?
I think he was reasonably in character. I think they made him a little more. They tried to give him an inferiority complex. Again, I can't remember watching much of it because I saw those armors and they did the morphing sequences, and I was like, "The hell with this."
Yes.
You know, so, like I was saying, you know, before, I basically gave up any hope of there being a good Avengers cartoon.
Even though it's been Avengers.
Right, until 2010 when the Avengers cartoon premiered. What
year were the movies? The little animated direct-to-DVD movies?
Those were 2006.
Both of them?
I think I was 6 or 7.
Okay. Do you want to talk how nothing happened for like almost an hour?
Eric, have you seen those movies?
The director video? Not really.
They're on Netflix now, and I tried to watch the first one, and it is so boring. Nothing happens for over 30 minutes.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of any of those direct-to-DVD cartoon comic movies for that money. I haven't really seen like much of any of them, except for ones that are occasionally on TV.
New Frontier's really good. Okay, just going into the Avengers movie, this, like, it blew my mind, and I mean, it's like, it's better than I dared imagine.
Yes, it pretty much was.
Okay, like, the show, and basically, the main thing, great thing about it was the pacing. You know how in a lot of comic book movies, the director will put in a fight scene like he begrudges it?
Yeah.
You know, like he's the great, or you know, like the great auteur is being forced to put in a fight scene. Like, is this what you want here? With Avengers, it felt like it was a celebration. Like, it was making you wait for it like you're a kid waiting for your birthday. And they would trickle it out like it's a slow release drug. Like, the first scene in the movie is a big fight scene with Loki and S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like Whedon was saying, it's like, okay, we know why you're here. Here you go. First things first.
And all the characters had the right amount of screen time, except maybe for Hawkeye, but whatever.
Yeah, Hawkeye is the only thing I didn't like about the movie, but... as I was telling Neil earlier, it's like someone gave you $5 million, but they stole $100,000 out of it. You're not going to bitch about the missing $100,000.
Yeah, please tease in the movie.
It was, the thing I felt most off about Hawkeye was when he used guns in the opening scene. Seeing him hacking handguns, it just seems very off for Hawkeye. Did you ever read the miniseries he had in the 80s?
Nah.
It was the one that led into West Coast Avengers. There was a scene where one of the security guys that works under him, because he was working for this company called Cross Technology, they said, how come you don't ever use a gun? And he takes out his bow and he does this really difficult shot. He said, there's something you got to understand. In my hands, a bow and arrow is more dangerous than any gun in the world. And then he tossed the bow to one of the guys and told them to try to pull it back, and they just couldn't. Like, it showed how much hand strength he has to even be able to pull the bow back.
So I guess we're going to have a Hulk movie now, after this movie.
Yeah, you know who needs to be the villain of the next Hulk movie?
Who?
The UFOs. Remember them?
No.
They try to replicate Fantastic Four's accident in a Hulk comic, and they still got the cosmic ray, but they got powers that kind of disfigured them.
Could they do one with Leader?
Well, they're probably going to, the last Hulk movie teased them using Leader. At the end
what,
of the movie,
what,
he
controlling the whole thing about Abomination?
No, it was a guy that was trying to help Bruce Banner, and he ingested his gamma blood or something. I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but it showed his eyes turning green and his skull starting to inflate.
But the whole
I'm still not sure if Hulk can work in his own movie. I think the secret with Hulk in this movie is that Hulk works so much better playing off other characters.
Yes.
And I'll admit it, I didn't want Hulk to be in this movie. So I was wrong about that completely. Yo, because my whole thing was like, Hulk's not an Avenger.
to have the swordsman instead, or D-Man.
Yeah, but it turned out, you know, Hulk worked perfectly because, you know, you had your... You remember the episode Always Sunny when they talked about how a gang has to have four different things?
Yeah.
No, it was like five things. But five things.
They had the useless chick, they had the brain, they had the muscle, and Hulk is the wild card.
I love the part where he just hits Thor for no reason.
Yeah, I liked when he tried to pick up Thor's hammer. He tried to pick up Mjolnir, and it was like he couldn't pick it up, and he had this expression on his face like, "What, deuce?" It's like one of these things where his brain saying, "We'll investigate later. Right now, too angry." And the biggest
I love how in this lighthearted movie they managed to get in for a couple of seconds that Bruce Banner tried to kill himself.
Oh yeah, it didn't work. And then he said at the end of it, it actually played on a theory I had about the Hulk for a long time, because it occurred to me that, you know, Bruce Banner is probably the hardest person in the world to make mad.
But he said he's always mad.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he's always a little bit ticked off, so he can't get the... Have you ever heard of that Hulk story in the 70s where Bruce Banner was almost right?
No.
Jim Shooter wrote this story where Bruce Banner is almost raped, and he said he was so scared he couldn't turn into the Hulk. And I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure that's going to make him Hulk out. And these guys were going to do it. It's the weirdest thing. And I think Jim Shooter based on something that happened to him at a YMCA. You know, he talked about it briefly on his blog, but I was just thinking about that. It's like, man, wouldn't you hate to turn that if you... It's like, I wouldn't... going back to Always Sunny, you know the episode when they said that Charlie was molested?
Yeah, I saw it the other day.
And you know when Max said that, Charlie was molested? See, Charlie was kind of a psycho, and he'd buy down, so he wasn't putting his dick anywhere near Charlie's mouth. And that's what I thought of with the Hulk.
So I wonder, is Marvel in the comics ever going to try to make this go through with it, make Nick Fury black?
They already kind of are. They introduced the Sun for the World War II Nick Fury.
All right, Sun,
apparently Nick Fury was down with Quarrel. I thought Samuel L. Jackson actually did a very good job playing Nick Fury. Once I got used to a non-Hasselhoff of Nick Fury... You know, I thought he did a very good job. The only thing I hope is it would really bother me if Mark Miller got a paycheck for Nick Fury.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's the one who had an Ultimate X-Men, right?
He was the one that came up with the Nick Fury thing. Yeah, I really hope he didn't. Like, it bothers me Bendis gets a paycheck for this movie.
All thing was missing was Nick Fury talking to a Siri.
Yeah, but I mean, he played, Samuel L. Jackson played it like the traditional Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Which it almost makes you forget those iPod commercials, those iPhone commercials he did. You were talking about that one the other day with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
And I hate that commercial, and I don't know how I feel about Zooey Deschanel. It's like, I look, but I don't want to. But that's all the Samuel L. Jackson one. It's like iPhone. It can make Samuel L. Jackson look like a lame old man.
So,
I don't get what the point of that is.
Yes.
What were you saying?
I don't know what the point of having Maria Hill in the movie was, and ever played by a name actress when she really didn't do anything.
I feel like that there's enough cronyism at Marvel Films right now that they are doing these little calls to the modern comics that don't really deserve it. I mean, that had to be done just to get Bendis a paycheck.
Well, I had to kind of promote their newest stuff anyway.
Well, the thing is, anybody that goes to read an Avengers comic right now, it's not going to look like the Avengers movie.
Pretty much. Except for that
one
Avengers assemble book.
Yeah, it's a shame they don't do Avengers comics. And I mean, I'm not saying that to be a smartass. I was trying to read like an issue of New Avengers. It was terrible. And I mean, everyone's it's probably worse writing, but I mean, it didn't feel like Avengers. And I'm not, I try not to bitch about this stuff.
I was thinking the other day, who hasn't been an Avenger in the Marvel Universe? Most major people. I can only think, like, the Punisher, the Johnny Storm, Human Torch, Cyclops. I can't even think of.
Was Ghost Rider
one? Yeah, I don't know if you heard the first. I don't know if you heard the first part, because, you know, they try to say that New Avengers sells better. But if you'll notice, New Avengers, the sales it gets, it pretty much siphons off X-Men.
Probably.
You know, it's pretty much smoke and mirrors, you know, but they're not going to do nothing about it for a while. I was thinking this might inspire them, but I think probably the only thing Marvel's thinking is, man, I wish they put Wolverine and Spider-Man in the movie.
They wish they could, but they can't.
What did you think of the Spider-Man 4 trailer?
I don't know, but I still feel like it's too early for a Spider-Man reboot.
Well, they kind of said that the only reason that they're making this relaunch is because they need to keep the license. So basically, they did it on the cheap and very quick.
Yeah, they were just doing it. You know, they couldn't get Tobey Maguire and Sam Raimi to move their asses, so they did something. They just did something real fast. And the thing I don't get is they're bringing in this thing about Peter's parents being spies. And that's an annual that hasn't even been acknowledged in the comics that often. I mean, it has Dennis Leary playing George Stacy, and I really can't get across how much I hate Dennis Leary.
Yeah, me. I like him also.
You know, just so, have you seen those, you know, those Ford commercials he does?
Yeah.
Ford truck ones.
They say, who said, people say everybody gets a trophy. What's up with that? I'm like, who says that? Senator Les Wineman?
Yeah.
But I said on the bright side, at least he's going to be crushed by a chimney.
Yeah. It'll be like Rescue Me, then George Stacy will sleep with every female in the movie.
And including Gwen.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might see it later, but it's hard to go back to these X-Men and Spider-Man movies after you've seen how good these movies can be.
Yeah.
Like, after you see Avengers, and you realize they don't have to make them shitty. They don't have to change things just for the sake of changing them. It's going to be really hard to go back.
Yeah, maybe the first X-Men movie also, but I don't know.
Oh, man. I hated the first X-Men. I remember the X-Men movies, man. I like when they say that they're like, you know, it was like, you know, I remember somebody trying to say about the leather, and they liked it better. They said, because Phoenix is gay. It's like, yeah, I don't know any gay guys don't wear lots of leather. Or, you know, football players, they wear leather, you know, they wear leather to game. You know, leather pants is really useful when you're trying to, you know, jump over shit and fight.
It's ironic
that
the director of The Avengers, didn't he write one of the worst lines ever in the movie?
Oh, yeah. He wrote the "You're a dick" line in X-Men.
Didn't he also write in the "What happens when a toad gets hit by electricity"?
I think it was David Hayter. And the problem is, from what I heard, that they messed up the inflection or the timing of it.
Yeah, I think Halle Berry messed up the delivery and make it sound bad.
Actually, I did like one line Joss Whedon put in an X-Men comic where he told Logan, he told Wolverine, sorry, Logan, superheroes wear spandex and all leather's making people tall.
Yeah, I remember that.
I really want to do an X-Men show sometime because I finished Volume 10 of Essential X-Men. Finally. So I'm interested in doing that. That volume actually tied into Avengers. It had it one of the first times connecting the X-Men back to the Marvel Universe. With the Days of Future Past Franklin. Oh, yeah, the last scene in the movie with Thanos. I'm sorry, I'm going all over the place.
Yeah.
I worried about that the entire movie because I knew Thanos was making a cameo in the end. And I was scared to death they were going to mess it up somehow, and it was going to ruin the movie retroactively.
David Schwimmer as Thanos.
You get my love. Oh, wait, that's David Spade.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker as Thanos.
Actually, I was thinking David Schwimmer does kind of look like Thanos' dopey little brother.
I don't remember, was Thanos in any cartoons?
No.
I remember him making an appearance.
He was in an episode of the Silver Surfer cartoon.
I never really got to watch that also.
Yeah, it occurred to me that, you know, if DC ever does Darkseid now, that people are going to say, geez, what a Thanos ripoff.
Yeah.
Or the great line from Justice League Avengers crossover, Hawkeye kept seeing the Justice League and said, you know, these guys remind me of somebody. And he kept trying to say it, and he finally said, wait, I know who they are. There's a bunch of Squadron Supreme wannabes. Just getting that
How long until they make the Squadron Supreme movie and ruin it?
That would probably be more complicated.
Actually, there's a little comic I saw online. I don't know who made it, but it's just like a little simple comic of like a fan who basically like they find out like his story Blue is going to get adapted into a movie, and he's so happy to see it, and he finally waits like months for it to come out in the theaters and said. Here it comes. And it says Blue on the big screen, and everything is red. And he's just looking, going like, oh!
Eric, did you ever see Dragon Ball Evolution?
Nah.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I won't see it. I almost saw it one time on cable, and thank God it was the credit.
I saw the iris that Team Four Star did of it, and even then, it was kind of hard to sit through.
It's terrible, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm trying to show the other direction of how these adaptations go. And there was this one guy that was so mad that it bombed, because he said he wanted to see Vegeta in movies. And I remember people were like, why? You know it's not that. It's not actually, you know, Dragon Ball. It's weird how these people want to see these movies, and they don't care how close they are. Ooh, and we're running out of time. Eric, do you have any projects you want to promote?
No.
Okay, you know, Dallas comes back next month.
Yes, in a month, I think. A month from Wednesday.
What day is going to be on? June?
Wednesday.
Is it going to be the beginning of June or the end?
June 13th.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Dallas season 15. All right, I guess we can go ahead and log off, but hold on one second. Right now, read Dual Devil Loose Ends at horsepoweredmovie.blogspot.com. Big Bang Zoom conclusion. It'll be back next week, or the week after that. We'll be doing the Horsepower story, Kill the Future. Please read and also click on the Amazon link if you want to buy a book. Like, it's not even clicking an ad, just click the Amazon link. If you want to buy a book, use that. It would help me out. All right, I will see you later. I love you all. Bye-bye.